This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, President Trump joining other world leaders in Portsmouth, England, one day before the actual anniversary of the largest amphibious invasion in human history. Queen Elizabeth, speaking at the event, remembered those who gave their lives that day.
Many of them would never return, and the heroism, courage, and sacrifice of those who lost their lives will never be forgotten.
The president will attend another D-Day event tomorrow in France. Private sector job creation slowing in May. The ADP private payroll jobs report shows only 27,000 new private sector jobs. That's the lowest since March of 2010. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Florida deputy who hid outside a Parkland, Florida high school while a gunman opened fire inside, killing 17 people early last year, has been arrested and charged with failing to act. Scott Peterson was the resource officer assigned to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, but a video showed him refusing to go in. Lori Alhadeff lost her 14-year-old daughter Alyssa that day.
He needs to go to jail, and he needs to serve a lifetime in prison for not going in that day and taking down the threat.
Peterson, facing child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury charges, could get 100 years behind bars. A major immigration bill is on its way to the Senate now after passage by the U.S. House. The Democratic-authored bill aims to protect Dreamers, young adults who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. It's not expected, though, to even come up for a vote on the Senate side. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Mexican foreign minister is meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today as Mexico and the U.S. try to reach an agreement over immigration and tariffs. The Mexican president saying he thinks his country will reach a deal before President Trump's new tariffs would take effect. Trump has threatened to impose a 5% tariff on all goods from Mexico effective June 10th, increasing them monthly to as much as 25% if Mexico doesn't help stop the flow of migrants traveling through the country to the U.S. border. The Mexican president saying yesterday that there are signs from the U.S. that a deal is possible. A teacher's out of a job in Texas because of a tweet she sent in which she was simply critical of illegal immigration. At a hearing yesterday, the Fort Worth School Board voted unanimously to fire Carter Riverside High School English teacher Georgia Clark. The district investigated Clark after she sent a tweet under an assumed name to President Trump asking if he could do anything to remove illegals from Fort Worth. and a group of Boston residents catching some heat after announcing plans for what organizers call a straight pride parade this summer. The group calls itself Super Happy Fun America, and the three men who organized it say they're advocates on behalf of the straight community. They have a parade tentatively scheduled for August 31st, but haven't really gotten their permits for it yet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. John Zemarek, senior editor at thestream.org, joins us now. John, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. The website's stream.org, just stream, no the.
No, so. Oh, not the. Okay, so no adjective mind. Article, yes, stream.org. Yep. All right, I want to read this Margaret Sanger quote that you have in one of your latest columns. This puts context to what we're talking about here. It says, how are we to breed a race of human thoroughbreds unless we follow the same plan? That's the question she asks. We must make this country into a garden of children instead of a disorderly backlot overrun with human weeds. This is from Margaret Sanger.
It's from her book, Woman and the New Race, from 1927. And she was consistent in that view throughout her life. For decades, the slogan of Planned Parenthood was, more children from the fit, fewer from the unfit. Mm-hmm. And she, in 1938, proposed a federal law, the American Baby Code, that would require every couple to get a license from the federal government for each child they wanted to have, and then each subsequent child, and it could be denied based on whether they had genetic illnesses or alcoholism or a criminal record. And if you read her other writing, members of different ethnic groups she considered inferior and did not want to reproduce.
Exactly. So no wonder with this kind of thought, which was allowed to be promoted and permeate our culture, that this became the foundation of Planned Parenthood, did it not?
Planned Parenthood was a eugenics organization for decades. It tried to merge on several occasions with various eugenics groups. There's a film about this called, MAFA 21, M-A-F-A 21, Black Genocide. If you just look up Black Genocide on YouTube, you will see a three-hour documentary that show Margaret Sanger worked with a Nazi eugenicist who had run a concentration camp in Africa during World War I, killing and experimenting on black people. She published his articles. She ran a conference with him. She had him as a speaker. She worked with some of the worst, nastiest, racist cranks in the world. One of whom, Madison Grant, a close friend of hers, exhibited a pygmy who'd been kidnapped from Africa in the orangutan cage at the Bronx Zoo. And there's a film about this called Human Zoos that shows you the connection between Darwinism, racism, eugenics, and Planned Parenthood.
And she lives today. I mean, fully invested.
An award. The Margaret Sanger Award is the highest award that the hugely powerful, federally subsidized Planned Parenthood, the highest award they give out, and they gave it to Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, Kate Smith sang one objectionable song in the 1920s at the beginning of her career, the same song Paul Robeson, the civil rights activist, later sang, mm-hmm. and they take down her statue, they stop playing her music at Yankee Stadium, because she sang one offensive song. She didn't propose laws that resulted in the forced sterilization of 60,000 Americans in 13 states. Planned Parenthood wrote those laws, and Nazi Germany borrowed them and imposed them in Germany, and invited Harry Laughlin, a Margaret Sanger's close collaborator, invited him to Germany and gave him a Nazi award, an honorary doctorate at a Nazi university, which he accepted and proudly toured Germany inspecting their eugenics program, which was inspired by Planned Parenthood.
You know, John, the attack on Black America has been profound. 40% of the 61 million babies plus have been Black Americans. Why are the voices from Black America so quiet on this? If it's, we're talking about Sharpton, we're talking Jackson, Maxine Waters, not running down the line. Okay, go ahead.
My friend Bill Owens, who's head of the Council of African American Pastors, he desegregated lunch counters in the 50s. He got beaten up along with the other civil rights activists. And he said these many of these Black leaders have just been bought and paid for. The Democratic Party told them, you have to change, you have to embrace abortion. Jesse Jackson went from saying abortion is Black genocide in the early 70s to a rabid pro-abortionist. Why? The money in the Democratic Party is all pro-abortion. And that's why the Democratic Party has basically banned any pro-lifer. You can't run for dog catcher on the Democratic Party line unless you are for abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy and up to and including partial birth abortion and infanticide for any reason, including sex selection.
Exactly. John, and the thing that's interesting now is that you have some Democratic governors walking away from the party. They just cannot consciously stay on the party line anymore, and they are signing bills into law in their varying states.
Just in Louisiana. Are there any other Democratic governors?
I'm trying to think if there was another. Alabama was not. Was Alabama a Democratic? No, it would not have been.
Indiana is an outlier.
Right.
That's the only. That is the the wildlife preserve for pro-life Democrats is the state of Louisiana because of its Catholic heritage, but even more its strong evangelical churches. And I have to say, as a lifelong Catholic who's written 9 Catholic books. The evangelicals have taken over leadership on this issue. The American Catholic bishops, because they get 40% of their money from nonprofit contracts through the federal government, the Catholic bishops, with some, a few good exceptions, but most of the Catholic bishops, certainly the Catholic Bishops Conference, is an owned and operated branch of the Democratic Party.
Well, that's surprising because here recently there have been varying letters in varying dioceses across the country, and I thought this was being led by the Catholic bishops.
No, Catholic bishops are doing it against the wishes of leading bishops like Cardinal Kupich of Chicago. Mm-hmm. When Planned Parenthood was caught red-handed selling baby parts by David DeLeiden, who, remember, they're trying to put him in prison now. Kamala Harris started the prosecution, trying to put him in prison for criticizing one of her biggest campaign donors. When it was exposed that Planned Parenthood was selling baby parts for profit, Cardinal Kupich of Chicago wrote in the Chicago Tribune that this was bad, but it was no worse than deporting illegal immigrants or cutting back Medicaid or allowing people to carry guns under the Second Amendment. I swear he said exactly that. I can show you chapter and verse.
The moral equivalency is off the rails here, John. How do you
staggering.
Put that together? That's unbelievable.
It's a so-called seamless garment where liberal Christians, mostly Catholics, pretend that any issue that could possibly influence human life in any way, childhood obesity, nutrition, school lunch program, anything that affects human life, which is to say every issue we talk about, right, is the moral equivalent of killing a million babies a year for sexual convenience. And that's all abortion is. It's killing babies for sexual convenience because they get in the way of the sexual revolution. That's all abortion is about. It's a backup form of birth control.
Exactly.
The stuff about rape and incest and fetal deformity, it doesn't even account for one-fifth of 1% of abortions.
Right.
99.9995 of abortions are sexual convenience.
Exactly.
People want to have sex and they don't want to be parents.
Right.
Well, tough.
Right, exactly. Well, John, you know, you bring up the Catholic Church, and I've been a Catholic all my life as well, and it was heartbreaking to see how the Catholic Church, by plan, was targeted, you know, by Planned Parenthood, by the founders, by NARAL. They knew they had to go to the church, and they were able to convince the church to, you know, accept abortion, which is amazing, because...
Well, you know how they did it? They did it through Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky, the quasi-communist organizer who was the great inspiration for Hillary Clinton, he got in bed with some left-wing priests and...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. the senior editor from Stream.org, John Zamara, continues with us. John, just to put a bow around our previous segment here regarding, you know, what's been happening with this abortion issue, no doubt, it, the road is to the Supreme Court. That's what this is about.
The Clarence Thomas issued a legal opinion earlier this week where he put on the U.S. legal record the complete proof that Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups were founded for racist reasons, that they have a racist impact on American society. And what he's doing there is he's putting two legal principles on a collision course. In my article at stream.org, I compare him to Gomez Adams setting up toy trains to crash into each other.
Right.
He's taking the bad arguments of Roe v. Wade and Casey v. Planned Parenthood and sending them in one direction, and then he's heading towards them the arguments about disparate impact and other things that are used to prove discrimination even without intent of discrimination.
Exactly.
So he's going to show that just the way they say IQ tests have a racially disparate impact, so they're unconstitutional, or physical fitness tests for firemen have to be dumbed down so that women can pass them, and the Marines, and you know, all those things coming from the stupid principle of disparate impact. He's smashing that stupid principle against the stupid principles of Roe v. Wade. And I think he's sitting there waiting for watch them to blow up. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see the left have to choose between identity politics and abortion. And it's not going to be fun for the left.
John, the other thing that's not being reported on at all is the empirical evidence. I mean, this is 46 years since Roe v. Wade. You know, the women of America get it. And that coupled with, you know, science and technology, how it's advanced, the big lie that was thrust upon them that has led to, what, near 62 million babies being aborted now, and as you stated so clearly and eloquently, because of convenience. I mean, this idea that was rare.
And also because of eugenics.
Right,
Ruth
exactly.
Bader Ginsburg told a journalist, she admitted that one of the motivations for Roe v. Wade was population control, especially, and these are her words, we don't want to, populations of people we didn't want to have too many of, unquote.
Wow.
And what a lot of people don't know is that Harry Blackmun, who wrote Roe v. Wade, had voted pro-life up until a couple of years before that. And then the Rockefeller Foundation got hold of him and gave him their report on population growth.
Mm-hmm.
And it suggested that unless abortion was legalized worldwide, that non-white people would overwhelm white people.
Right.
And it would be destructive for America from their racist point of view. So that was one of the main things that led Blackmun to change his mind. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg admitted it.
You know, well, you touch on something else here, John. It brings up another question. You know, are Hispanics being set up? You know, already 25% of the abortions happen to Hispanics. You know, with as many Hispanics that are coming into the country, are they being set up by this very thought and very actions that have been well established in this country? Are we going to be looking at genocide upon Hispanics?
Well, already, I mean, go in every barrio. There's a Planned Parenthood clinic there ready to welcome people and kill off their children.
Right.
Here's another piece of irony, and this gives me the chills. It's almost one for one. For every child we have aborted in America, we've brought in a foreign immigrant. It's as if America needed those people, and if we're going to kill our own, we'd have to bring in people from abroad.
Exactly.
Think about that.
Yeah. Well, here we are. I mean, it's an entire labor force that's been annihilated. And what are we in need of today? Labors.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you go back to 73, you know, those kids would have been, what, 40, 50, 40 years old now? I mean,
yeah, a huge part of my generation has been wiped out. I was born 9 years before Roe v. Wade, and I remember when it happened. I remember my mother explaining it to me. She said she was upset about something, and I said, Mom, what's up? And she said, well, you know how a baby lives inside its mother's stomach before it's born? I said, yeah. She said, well, now a doctor can go in and kill it if the mother wants him to. And I said, but that's illegal. And she said, no, now
not
it
anymore.
Is legal. And I said, in America?
Right.
She said, yeah. And I've never been able to wrap my head around that. 2 years later, at 11, I was taking up signatures for the Right to Life candidate for mayor in New York, and I've never given up on the issue since. I can't wrap my head around it, and it makes me, it troubles me as a patriotic American. I feel like God has abundantly blessed this country and protected it from its own mistakes so many times. But I wonder if he's going to withdraw that protection if we don't do this one thing of not killing the innocent.
Well, and the other thing that could happen, and God has done this in the past, my wife brought this to my attention, said that there were times when Israel violated godly principles, and one of the things that God would do is he would dry up the women's womb.
Wow.
Could this be a possibility?
But we're drying it up ourselves, aren't we?
We have a
sub-replacement birth rate now.
Right.
So do most countries in the West. The only nation with a positive birth rate, the only developed country in the world with a positive birth rate, can you guess?
Who would it be?
Israel.
Israel, yeah. Makes sense. Well,
God
John,
puts that for his people. He
amen.
Continues to.
Yeah, the one last thing, though, that I wanted to bring up was that, you know, when you look at what's pushing against this, it is women who have experienced the empirical evidence of 46 years of women buying into the lie and realizing it's a lie, that this is a baby, that I am waking up in the middle of the night. I'm realizing, as I've shared with you before, women will tell me, they'll go, Bill, my child would have been 7 or my child would have been 13. I mean, you know, the big lie that we've...
I've heard that a lot of women experience depression.
Yes.
Go to psychiatrists at the same time every year. And it's only sometimes after 3 or 4 years of it that they figure out it's right around when their child would have been born, that they aborted 10, 15 years before.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did also want to address something else that you had written in the
stream. Oh, I've got a new piece, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's called... Yeah, it's called German Jews Need to Be Armed. Mm-hmm. The Minister for Anti-Semitism, go figure, there's a Minister for Anti-Semitism, I guess for fighting anti-Semitism in Germany, mm-hmm. has said that Germany can't protect Jews from all the Jew haters in Germany.
Wow.
That it's not safe for Jews to wear religious garb, for Jewish men to cover their heads, especially for Orthodox Jews. It's not safe. They're going to get beaten up on the streets. They're going to get attacked. They should start going incognito. Think about that. In Germany, democratic Germany,
right.
It's not safe to be Jewish. And that is not because of far right wingers. That's because of the Muslims, the million Muslims that Angela Merkel brought in, so-called refugees, really colonists. They are the ones engaging in the vast majority of these attacks. The German government covers that up. Every attack on Jews, it labels far right, even if it's by a horde coming out of a mosque. And so rather than kick out the people who are beating up their Jews, the few Jews that Hitler didn't kill, who stuck around and managed to survive or came back to Germany, now they brought in these anti-Semitic refugees, and they're persecuting them. And the German government is saying, we can't protect them. So I wrote an article saying Germany should relax its gun control laws. It should give permits to every Jewish person in Germany, give him the right to concealed carry of a pistol to protect himself, because they are under threat. And if the government can't protect them, they have a right to protect themselves.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, this has been part and parcel of Jewish history, has it not, where they have been annihilated? And there was a time, if you remember in the Old Testament, where the Jews were allowed to defend themselves at all cost. And, of course, that has become quite a day of celebration and remembrance to this day. And,
thinking of Purim, yeah.
Yes, Purim, yes.
Look at the founding of the State of Israel. Mm-hmm. Jews finally woke up and realized nobody's ultimately going to protect us.
Yes.
We have to be like every other race and have a homeland where we can protect ourselves. Well, I would like to see the Jews in Germany allowed by the government to protect themselves, since clearly the government is unwilling to protect them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, as we wrap things up here, John, I want to address one other thing that the stream in total, a group effort here, had reported on, and I think this is hugely significant, and that has to do with this coming weekend, a Sunday, as a matter of fact, on June the 2nd, Franklin Graham asking Christians to pray.
Oh, yeah. And James Robison, our founder and president, has talked about this. Our nation needs prayers more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
We've got candidates who want to make it virtually illegal to have a church that won't do same-sex marriages.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, President Trump joining other world leaders in Portsmouth, England, one day before the actual anniversary of the largest amphibious invasion in human history. Queen Elizabeth, speaking at the event, remembered those who gave their lives that day.
Many of them would never return, and the heroism, courage, and sacrifice of those who lost their lives will never be forgotten.
The president will attend another D-Day event tomorrow in France. Private sector job creation slowing in May. The ADP private payroll jobs report shows only 27,000 new private sector jobs. That's the lowest since March of 2010. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Android 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Android 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
All of a sudden, that old rain is falling down, and my world is cloudy and gray. You've gone away.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And have you noticed the Earth seems to be warming a bit, huh? And, well, as the planet heats up, there's an increase in severe storms, flood, and droughts. These extreme changes reduce the planet's capacity to sustain clean water. Now, everyone deserves access to clean water, right? But its scarcity is becoming a major risk to the human race. Now, today is World Environment Day, and the Weather Channel will temporarily change its name to the Water Channel to introduce its forecast change initiative. Now, the initiative aims to generate awareness and action in support of clean water for all by highlighting the water scarcity issue across the Weather Channel. and it's going to be across the Weather Channel app. That's weather.com and TV, all to help people learn about and participate in and give water access. In addition, the Weather Channel will contribute a total market value of $1 million to help provide clean water and services to those in need, working with Charity Water and the Nature Conservancy. Kate Parker joins us from the Weather Channel, and she's here to tell us all about World Environment Day. Kate, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great. How are you this
morning? Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, you know, happy World Environment Day to you.
Happy World Environment Day. It's maybe not one that we think about automatically, but water and water scarcity goes very well with this day, and it's a really important thing for us to highlight.
Well, and this is good, because I can tell you there's a lot of controversy, obviously, about, you know, certain things with the climate and, you know, warming and all that. But, you know, when I talk to most people, they want to be good stewards of the planet. You know, they want to be responsible citizens. So I think that's all good. And what you're doing, you know, there at the Weather Channel and, you know, on World Environment Day, I think this is all a positive, because, you know, people need to understand, you know, what their footprint is all about and what we can do to be better stewards of the environment in which we live in.
Yeah, when we walk into our kitchen and our home and we turn on the tap, we can, for the most part in the United States, get clean water right then, and we can drink it. I know some people like to filter their water, whatever, but your water is clean and you can drink it. But 5 years from now, 2025, we're looking at two-thirds of our global population living in water-stressed areas. Right now, 2 billion people are directly impacted. And, Bill, 3.4 million people, including a lot of children, die every single year from waterborne illness. I know we don't think about that, and it's hard to kind of connect those dots, but that footprint is huge, and it's only getting worse in a warming climate, as what you mentioned.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this is why it's important that you're here, because we need to have a better understanding. And again, what I'm hearing from people is they want that understanding, and you know, it's good that you're here. You know, you say let's connect the dots regarding, you know, what's happening with our weather and our fresh water supply.
Right. Whenever you think about drought, for example, we know that that's becoming more common and more extreme in a warming world. That's pretty obvious, right? We think about drought and we think about not having access to clean water. But floods can be just as bad. Flooding, when you look at what happened during Hurricane Harvey, for example, when streets are flooded, you're flooding those sewers as well. And anything that is in those sewers or in those freshwater treatment plants or in those sewage treatment facilities or even in chemical plants, that all goes into your water supply, and suddenly your fresh water supply is contaminated, and you have all kinds of notices. You're looking for bottled water. You're looking for boil water notices and doing what you can to get your family clean water. Well, that's happening around the world every day. A warming world means that we can hold more moisture in our atmosphere, and those rain events are more extreme as a result, like what we saw in Hurricane Harvey. When we have that flooding, we are threatening our fresh water supply. In addition to that, glaciers provide fresh water for hundreds of millions of people around the world. Mountain freshwater is huge. Peru, for example, 90% of their water comes from the mountains and the tropical glaciers there. Well, those are just disappearing at an astounding rate. What happens when we don't have fresh water? And it seems like on a planet that is so covered in water, it would be easy to have access to fresh water, but we can't drink that salt water. Our fresh water really is precious.
Well, let's talk about the latest statistics on the planet's water scarcity crisis. Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, it's crazy how many people are impacted. I mentioned this, that we have 2 billion people that are directly impacted right now, and it's not just because they can't access fresh water, but this has an impact on our global economy. It has an impact on your food access, because everything we do takes water to do. A new pair of jeans, for example, 1,800 gallons is what it takes to make a new pair of jeans, and that's enough water for a family of four to last for months. And we don't think about that. We don't think about how much water it takes to produce the food that we eat on a regular basis. So we take it for granted in a lot of places here in the United States, but you can't in other countries.
Mm-hmm. Extreme weather, how is that connected to the global climate change?
Well, what I was mentioning were these flood events. And when we see these flood events, you do see that threat to your freshwater supply. You also see, let's take just a tornado, for example. What if that hits the town's water tower? You're going to lose freshwater access in those towns as a result. So extreme weather has a link to that. And we are seeing stronger hurricanes. We are seeing more of these extreme rain events in a climate-changed world.
Exactly. Well, Kate Parker is an atmospheric scientist and has studied and covered every major U.S. storm on air for the last decade. Kate, do you go out there, you know, when the hurricanes are blowing and like to see yourself going sideways in the wind? I mean, because I see a lot of weather people doing that, and I go, why?
Well, I have in the past, and I have even taught a course on storm chasing for the University of Missouri. But the vitality of being there and the importance of being there is that you are able to help the people that are there on the ground more directly by showcasing what exactly is happening. By showing people what is happening there, you understand the weather better, you understand the threat better, and you can actually get help a lot faster. And it's actually kind of interesting that there's this initiative by IBM. IBM is pledging $1 million, as you mentioned earlier, to the Nature Conservancy and Charity Water, which you can unlock just by checking your weather. If you go to your Weather Channel app or weather.com, you are unlocking those funds that for clean water, 100 million liters worth. Well, they have this really cool initiative. It's called Code and Response. And actually what they're trying to do is create solutions for natural disasters to help save lives. So I'm really proud to be a part of that initiative, because what you're doing is you're challenging people who wouldn't really be connected with natural disasters, coders and programmers and developers, to create and, you know, either artificial intelligence, cloud, data, different things to help people out there. And that's happening globally. They have a Code for Cairo coming up at the end of this month in Egypt, which is really neat.
Wow, very cool. Well, that's good to know, because as often as I check my Weather Channel app, I know that I'm getting involved and participating. That's how our audience can do that, right?
Absolutely. And you can also go to thewaterchannel.org to find out about your personal water footprint, what you can do to help, where exactly this money is going, and how you can unlock it for the people that need it most.
Now, is this all part of Forecast the Change initiative, Kate?
This absolutely is a part of Forecast Change. This is an initiative to try and bring awareness to this issue of freshwater scarcity. That's why we're called the Water Channel right now.
Right.
These things are completely linked. It's a natural connection for the Weather Channel.
Well, we want you to consider your personal water footprint, as I mentioned, everything you use, as Kate was breaking down for us. You know, everything you wear, you buy, you sell, you eat, it all takes water to produce. And remember, check the weather. Every time you check your forecast on the Weather Channel app or weather.com, you unlock clean water donations for people in need. So it's easy to participate. And Kate, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for all the information they need to know.
Thewaterchannel.org. That's where you can go for all the information. And Bill, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Kate. Take care. All right. Happy World Environment Day.
You too.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Kemp joins us. Jeff quarterbacked in the NFL for 11 years, playing for the Rams, the Niners, Seahawks, and the Eagles. He and his father, Jack Kemp, were the first father-son quarterback in NFL history. Today, Jeff speaks at community events, churches, men's and marriage conferences, business conferences, and prayer breakfast. He also is the author of Facing the Blitz, and he speaks on teamwork, manhood, and the book, and serves on the Jack Kemp Foundation Board. Jeff, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited about what is happening. I appreciated that Franklin Graham over the weekend called the nation to prayer for our president. Politics has gotten so unseemly and ugly and self-interested, as you would say. We probably have delved too much into consuming instead of serving. And this is problematic, and I don't know what it's going to take, but I would say a good start is praying.
Yeah, a great start is praying. And, what, I was listening to your bio. You mentioned that I'm on the board of the Jack Kemp Foundation. I've also been on the board of a group that really ties into what our country is facing, and it's the Fatherhood Commission. It's a group about 100 different fathering groups that train fathers and how to do the most important job in the world and remind them how important it is, give them tips and coaching, how to heal from your own weaknesses and wounds from your father or lack of a father, and how to train guys who haven't been around their kids before and want to step up the responsibility. So I think if we want to turn things around in America, we need to be relationship investors, not relationship consumers. And we need to see family as a higher priority than our lifestyle and our individual pleasure choices.
Exactly.
And that would mean some changes. And I think fathers are central to turning some things around, because young men and young women need to learn their identity, how to do relationships, how to be secure so they can treat someone else well. And fathers and their affirmation, their presence, their coaching are crucial to that.
Without a doubt. You know, the Bible's clear. You know, the evil one comes in, and when he comes in, one of the first things he does is he ties up the strong man, the defender of the institution. Once he does that, he can have his way. And this is what has happened to fatherhood. I mean, you look back, Jeff, when you and I were growing up, you know, initially we had some pretty healthy role models on television and the movies and that sort of thing. Then we got into the 80s, and boy, the sniping of fatherhood. And, you know, now we got toxic masculinity taking on. And just to, you know, further that tie down of, you know, of men and fathers that are needed in the process, we're finding out the hard way. I'm talking to a guy who was, you know, he's a psychiatrist and has written a great book called The Boy Crisis, Dr. Warren Farrell, and he was the head of NOW out of New York, and he and John Gray, also a celebrated author, you know, both of them have daughters, and they're looking around and they're seeing men being, you know, emasculated, these young boys and everything. And they're going, Lord have mercy, you know, who are my daughters going to marry if we're pulverizing the men or the boys of the next generation? Good question.
Yeah, we made fun of manhood in the 80s and 90s on TV, and then we hit such a consumer era that men stopped really growing up, and a lot of them played the adolescent for a long time, video games and porn as a replacement for sex in a relationship, which are deferring marriage. So it used to be that if a guy wanted to get going in life, he'd get a wife and build a career and didn't mind starting off without much money. If he wanted to satisfy some of his sexual passions, yeah, he might have slept around a little bit, but pretty soon he had to find a wife.
Exactly.
Today they say, you don't have to find a wife, and it's a hookup culture, and you can get an app that'll find someone that you can consume that sexual experience, and we've disconnected it from commitment, from love, from
and
romance.
And as if that's not enough, they got robots, Jeff. If that's not enough, I mean, the next phase is robots. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the culture will continue to move in the wrong direction, but we can turn things around if we one-on-one do what we need to do in our marriages, in our parenting, in our fathering, in our mothering, our grandfather. And grandfathers and grandmothers are really, really needed. Mentors are really needed. The young men who don't have a dad, show them the way. They need one of us other guys a little bit older to reach out, take them to lunch, hang out with them. Young guys are, you know, dying to hear the life story of an older guy and hear that he's not perfect and he made mistakes, he's gone through the same things. Toxic masculinity, that phrase is really inaccurate. We have a toxic criticism culture where no one needs to listen or respect to anyone else. And there are people who do very toxic things, and men do perpetrate some of the worst crimes because men are strong and powerful, but when they're out of control and not channeled for good, they can do bad. But the majority of men aren't like that.
Right.
So it's really kind of a toxic culture that has turned sex into a solo entertainment sport and kind of broken down the long-term game plan of building a culture of responsibility and loyalty.
Well, Jeff, I think you're finding this out, because I know I have as well, is the good news is the intrinsic wiring to masculinity, you know, God-designed masculinity is there. So it's not like when you talk to somebody, yeah, I mean, in some cases, they can harden and sear their conscience to a degree that it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. But what I find is that when they're confronted with the truth and honesty and love, wow, I mean, hearts melt, walls come down, and they get it. And it's not like, you know, you had to spend an inordinate amount of time of therapy, you know, and that you find yourself just dealing with such a strong resistance because you know, young men are getting it. They say, hey, this isn't working. You know, yeah, okay, maybe I'm selfish and I'm playing a lot of video games and, you know, dealing with these other things, like you said, pornography and the hookup culture and everything. But they're getting it, that it's even from the male side. I know some women won't believe this, but I'm saying to you that guys got it. They know that it's unfulfilling, right?
Well, yeah. When they see a real man and can hang out with them, they start to get it.
Yes.
But men, in a busy, busy culture that's so entertainment and consumer oriented, and you're on your phone all the time, you haven't really sat down, you know, at a campfire or for a hike in the woods or at a meal with an older guy and listen to his story, and then have him ask your story. And, you know, young men, like any man, is kind of insecure and wants to prove that he has what it takes, that he's worthy of respect. Well, your self-esteem grows when you do esteemable things.
Mm.
And you kind of gain your masculinity and manhood in the company of other men. And I think we need to restore, and there are a number of movements like this in the fathering movement and Christian men's movement and other secular men's movements, of getting men together again.
Right.
To share the stories of their upbringing, what was it like with their dad, what have been their successes and failures. And once they start to realize that you can drop your guard and admit what your mistakes or wounds or sins are, then you're not stuck in a shame, a place of darkness. And I think shame is one of the real problems that we've got to deal with.
Yeah.
Guys in pornography, which is a large percentage of that, are stuck in shame.
Well, they say approximately a third of the men in every pew across the country is involved in pornography. I mean, that's a huge number, Jeff.
It is a huge number. And it's thinking about 9-year-old boys being exposed to this on average on the school bus with a kid's phone next to you, mm-hmm. who pulls up the most raw graphic stuff that's nothing like the Playboy photos of the 1970s. And that is wired into the brain in ways that the pornographers and the video game people understand addiction. And we will only overcome that on a widespread case by some spiritual revival, by some transparency and honesty in the Christian church, where people aren't afraid to say that the church is more of a hospital for broken people than it is a gallery for perfect people, because none of us are perfect, only Jesus.
Without a doubt, yeah.
And I hope they tell their story.
Yeah. Jeff, I mean, look, I'm glad this came up, and this has really taken on a life of its own, this conversation that you and I are having, because it's not what we planned to talk about. But this is why we trust God, because God wanted us to talk about this, and I appreciate your flexibility to be able to go on this, because this is such an important topic, because, you know, every day we got new men, you know, young boys entering into, you know, manhood, and unfortunately, we've not given them the support that they need, and we need to step up. So what you're doing with the Fatherhood Commission, as you say, and other organizations focusing on the family and focusing on fatherhood issues, you know, it's interesting that this seems to be the pivotal moment. There's something going on that we need to respond to, don't you say?
I do, and I'm speaking to every man in the audience saying to reach out to a man and develop a best friendship with another guy. I have two guys that I meet with every week, mm-hmm. and we ask one main question to each other. Hey, what's the most important thing that you need to talk about today?
Well, Jeff, we've got to leave it there. Look forward to our next conversation. Where can they go for more information?
Well, I'd love guys to go to thefatherhoodcommission.com and fatherhoodcommission.org. Fatherhoodcommission.org, and find a bunch of great organizations there, and then they can reach me through jeffcampteam.com.
Jeff Camp, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Jeff. God bless.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. myself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.